Hugh Neff and Alan Moore are leading the quest, but three teams rounding out a group of frontrunners are confident they can make up the time on the trail. KYC's Emily Schwing reports.
2 years ago, Brent Sass drove his team into Eagle with a dramatic story about a rescue on top of American Summit. But a reroute of the trail this year eliminates the climb. The six-time quest finisher is at his best driving dogs over tough trail and in poor weather, but Sass doesn't mind this year's change.
Those are definitely the places where I feel like I can make up time. They're also places where I can lose time if someone's up there and needs help. I mean, I definitely lost some time helping Hans Gott out that year, so, another 50 miles of cruising on the river, it might be good for us as well.
The reroute could also help Jake Berkowitz gain time up front. He's a mixed team of veterans and young dogs. He says he's working on rounding out the youngsters for a long mushing career.
Our goal isn't to win the quest this year. Our goal is to win the quest for the next 10 years, or Iditarod for the next 10 years, and getting those two-year-olds here in good fashion is what's going to do that for us.
Rookie Scott Smith says his dogs are already primed for the Alaskan side of the trail. Seven of them finished fourth in last year's Iditarod. Smith is considered this year's dark horse.
Shh, be very, very quiet. We are hunting mushes.
Smith admits to a few rookie mistakes that could keep him from making up the time he needs.
Just not being as efficient as I could, and that's cost us a little bit of time here and there. And when I say efficient, just my stop time on the trail. I need to work on that, because for every minute that you're stopped on the trail, it's not only the minute that you've been stopped on the trail, but it's a minute that you're not moving down the trail. So it's like 2 minutes,
But Smith could get lucky. The first few teams will break trail through fresh snow into Alaska. There are still 500 miles of trail, notorious for sub-zero temperatures, dangerous overflow, and overall poor conditions. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Dawson City, I'm Emily Schwing.